After all, he claimed he invented the internet. But if he's so smart, how come every internet address begins with W?
The relations with Europe are important relations, and they've because we do share values, and they're universal values. They're not American values or, you know, European values. They're universal values, and those values, being universal, ought to be applied everywhere.
There's a certain comfort to know that the promises made will be kept by the government. You don't have to worry.
That's good, because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that.
Thank you.
You get any sleep?
That this Thursday, ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport.
Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs.
We've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país is a gran país with great values and great hope and great strength.
I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein. And with six other Iraqi citizens as well, who suffered the same fate. They are examples of the brutality of the tyrant.
Let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Shib, or whatever the guy's name was.
In terms of your prime minister, he's an interesting guy. He's a lot of fun to be around. He promotes serious business in a way that endears himself to people. And so I think his presidency has been an important presidency during difficult times, and he's handled it well. And I was going to say he's a piece of work, but that might not translate too well. Is that all right if I call you a piece of work?
Yeah. Okay.
There's some background noise here. A lot of chatter. A lot of speculation and opining. But the American people expect me to do my job, and I'm going to. This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base. We are working with our friends to keep the pressure on the mullahs to to listen to the demands of the free world.
I frankly felt like the reception we received on the way in from the airport was very warm and hospitable, and I want to thank the Canadian people who came out to wave with all five fingers for for their hospitality.
You see, he's proposed $2.2 trillion of new spending. And so he said, well, how are you going to pay for it? He said, well, he's going to raise the taxes on the rich. That's what he said, the top two brackets. That raises, he says $800 billion, we say $600 billion. We got battling green eye shades.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. It's kind of one of those exaggerations.
Athens taxes. All the Olympics. No, I'm not.
Have you been watching?
Oh yeah. Yes, it's exciting.
Did the Olympics stand up?
Take a moment. I like it. I like seeing the Afghan woman carrying the flag coming out. I loved, gymnasts. I've been watching the swimming, and I've seen a lot. Yeah. Listen, thank you all.
She's doing a fine job of coordinating interagency. She's doing what, I mean, it shouldn't have, the role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the President, which she does on a regular basis, I value her judgment and her intelligence, but her job is also to deal interagency and to help unstick things that may get stuck. That's the best way to put it. She's an unsticker. And is she listening? Okay, well. She's doing a fine job.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Today I'm pleased to announce that I have nominated an outstanding military officer, Admiral Ed Giambastiani. And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.